Okay. Tibby smile. Oh, is he frozen? Or does he just not smile?
Says poor network quality.
Well, right now you're good.
Okay, go, go, go,
Okay, let's do that. Hey, welcome everyone to a new video in our Azure Stack Hub Partner Solution video series. I'm again joined by Tiberiu Radu from the Azure Stack Hub team, which always introduce me to new partner and new partner solutions. How is it going, Tibby, and who I'm going to speak to today?
Hello, Thomas. Hello, everyone. Today we're gonna meet with Telkom Telstra. They are a service provider in a very specific region, and they have a service covering. They're offering managed services to their customers. So, as before in this series, we are covering service providers going from. Well, we're covering solutions with Azure Stack Hub, starting with a managed service provider, ISVs, partners, and all kinds of combinations in between. And I think John will have a good story to walk you through their journey.
Okay, no, that sounds awesome. I'm really, really looking forward to that. So let's switch over to John. Thank you very much, Tibby.
My name is John Gajano, and I am from Telkom Telstra, Indonesia. I am their Azure Stack Architecture Manager. Telkom Telstra is a joint venture between two large telecommunication services companies, Telkom Indonesia and Telstra Australia. We are based in Jakarta, Indonesia, and we provide a range of technologies and managed services to enterprise and government customers in Indonesia. Examples of services we provide managed network services, managed security services. We are a leading hybrid cloud service provider in Indonesia, as well as we have a very successful cloud contact center solution. We also provide unified communications using Microsoft Teams and the full suite of office productivity tools provided by Microsoft 365.
Okay, that is awesome. Now, thank you very much again for having you on this call.
Thank you.
I just want to quickly ask you, and you mentioned you're a managed service provider, right? And you offer obviously different services to clients. Can you speak a little bit more about what your clients are, who your clients are, and like how that works, and what are your customers?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Thomas. Our customers are typically Indonesian enterprises or multinational companies that establish a presence in Indonesia. Their activity is usually in key industry verticals such as financial services, production and manufacturing, energy, oil and gas, as well as government and public services.
Okay, that sounds like a good amount of customers and a good solution for these customers. So obviously you're using Azure Stack Hub. I want to quickly ask you, why did you choose the Azure Stack Hub solutions, and why, for example, also do your customers choose Azure Stack Hub or that specific Azure Stack Hub solution and services you're offering?
Sure. So several years ago, our customers at the time, managed network services customers, started to talk to us about their cloud migration journey as part of their digitization strategy. Many of our customers have very specific data sovereignty requirements and very tight security requirements. At that time, Azure Stack Hub was still called Azure Stack, technical preview 2 and 3. We were very impressed by the potential that the technology showed from the early stages. The fact that, you know, Azure Stack Hub is an extension of Azure, it provides a range of Azure services in our data centers, which we can then on-sell to our customers. And we saw the potential in the market for building Azure Stack based hybrid cloud portfolio of services, We joined the Microsoft Early Adopters Program for Azure Stack, and we have since been working in partnership with Microsoft to build a successful hybrid cloud business in Indonesia. What we found over from the beginning, what we found is that integrating Azure Stack Hub into our ITIL compliant processes and tools was very straightforward with the use of the rich set of APIs that Azure Stack provides, which are fully consistent with the APIs that Azure provides. Our customers, on the other hand, were very impressed by the consistency between Azure Stack and Azure in terms of, you know, using the same portal, the same Azure Resource Manager templates, the APIs, similar Kubernetes container technology used on both platforms, the fact that the DevOps tools use across can be used across Azure, the public cloud, and Azure Stack Hub. Additionally, the customers who have a very data sovereignty requirements are well served by our Azure Stack Hub platforms, which are located in Indonesia.
No, that sounds awesome. I love, by the way, that you're like a long-term partner of us, and you were very early on involved in Azure Stack Hub and in the development of Azure Stack Hub, of course. So in your cases, it's really like bringing that consistent experience like closer to your customers in terms of like obviously networking, like latency and things like that, but also data sovereignty reasons, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. No, so this is great. So you're providing this platform. So again, you have a different, you have a whole set of different customers using that. Can you talk a little bit about more how the customers, for example, are using the platform in a way, and what, like how that actually provides value and what they're building on top of it?
Yeah, sure. So to start with, we provide the hosting services for our customers on our Azure Stack platforms, which are located in different data centers in Indonesia, which then again provides, you know, the low latency and data sovereignty compliance. We provide a full set of professional services to help our customers identify opportunities for migrating to the cloud, for redeveloping their applications, for innovation and scaling up their applications. In that respect, we provide cloud migration assessment. We provide strategy development for cloud migration, as well as detailed planning. And also we execute or work with the customer to execute the migration of applications from on-premises to Azure Stack Hub, as well as Azure, in a controlled and secure manner. We also do backups for our customers. We ensure that the business is always available by replicating data between our Azure Stack platforms in different data centers, as well as we use the Azure Site Recovery Service to backup data onto Azure, the public cloud. We ensure that the security of our customers' business is solid with a combination of security technologies, intelligence, security intelligence, data analytics, and expert teams, which then enable enterprises to run their business successfully and with confidence. Additionally, we provide support for the network component of hybrid cloud applications, all the way from the public Azure to Azure Stack Hub, as well as to the customer premises or customer data centers, all the way to their remote premises, where we can also support their customer premises equipment. We overlay everything with an integrated service management framework, which is fully ITIL compliant, which includes 24/7 monitoring, support, customer notifications, which is underpinned then by industry-leading service-level commitments, which we meet and exceed on a consistent basis. Additionally, we provide customers with access to our Infinity portal, which then provides them end-to-end visibility of the performance of their services across all the technologies.
Okay, now that's pretty cool. So you're not just providing the Azure Stack and the Azure platform basically to your customers, but you're also adding on like value on top of this. Again, you mentioned, for example, the networking connectivity, but then also help with the cloud journey when it comes to migration, the cloud setup on like for applications and stuff like that. So really helping them on the way on their own cloud journey as well, right?
Absolutely. And we've built a lot of customer loyalty through this, and Azure Stack Hub as a key component of our hybrid cloud product portfolio has been a key underpinning for our success.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great to hear. So my really last question is, so obviously you see how your customers are using the platform, like what they are building and what do you see them using, like kind of like the most, what services are they using on top of Azure Stack Hub?
Yeah, sure. So requirements vary quite a lot between customers and also for any one customer throughout the lifecycle of their application and of their engagement with us. So for example, a customer who may be in an early phase of their cloud migration journey may start with using infrastructure as a service features of Azure Stack Hub, you know, virtual machines, virtual networks, VPNs, storage, the Key Vault, for example, is a starting point. Then over time, as the cloud journey continues and the customer becomes more confident and they start redeveloping maybe their on-premises applications with a view to migrating them to cloud and build or acquire new cloud-ready applications, then the customer starts making use of platform as a service features such as computerless, serverless computing, web apps, Kubernetes containers. We also make extensive use of ARM templates and APIs to support our customers with automations. So we enable, you know, automated resource deployments. We also automatically discover resource configurations and populate the configuration management database, which then underpins all of our IDIL compliant service management processes. And also we use APIs for alert detections and automated ticketing and customer notifications.
All right, that's pretty cool, because that is another point where I can see, I mean, you are adding value to for the customers, right? It's not just, I mean, obviously they come to you for latency networking reasons and data sovereignty, but you also help them with their modernization efforts, right? So that you help them modernizing their application from like running first in traditional virtual machines, but still taking advantage of the infrastructure service platform built into Azure and Azure Stack Hub. And then, as you mentioned so nicely, like all the PaaS services and containerized solutions, which then you can really start modernizing and taking advantage of that cloud experience. Doesn't matter if it's running in Azure itself or on your Azure Stack Hub solution. So that is a pretty great solution. As well as you also mentioned the consistency again, right? Like building the ARM templates and building all that automation so they can use that. Now, I really love what you're doing there for your customers. So I know in effect that there is a lot of requests, especially also in Indonesia, for Azure services, right? So if people now watch that video and they want to know more about you and learn more, where should they go?
Absolutely. Just go to our website, telcomtelstra.co.id, and you will find our contact details there. And please come and talk to us.
Okay, so thank you very much, John. Thank you very much, Tibby. People who are watching, you saw, like, you get the links in the description. So if you want to find out more, You find the links there, and please reach out and talk to them if they're happy to talk to you. And so I want to say thank you also for watching, and hopefully see you in the next one.
Okay, thank you.